from Paul's second letter to the Corinthian church, a few verses that that live in my mind and come to mind fairly frequently in times of uncertainty. Paul says, in the middle of a sequence of thoughts, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels. To show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be also manifested in our bodies." And Paul says, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, though it is tempting." It's hard to imagine a more earthen vessel, cracked pot, pulverized vase than Penn State University this week. They have been laid low by circumstances that are unfortunately just barely imaginable. And yet, if we believe Paul's words, there is a treasure yet in that earthen vessel. It remains a world-class university through scholarship and academic excellence. Got to work on the athletic program for a while. But there is yet a treasure even in this earthen vessel. What they have been about very urgently this last week, but also apparently for some years, is what social psychologist Irving Goffman called 50 years ago impression management. We have a brand that creates an impression. We have to manage the visibility of that brand, if not always the integrity of it. We put forward what we wish people to know. We hold back those things we'd rather they not. That does sound familiar, doesn't it? Goffman came up with that insight of impression management, which is a wonderfully precise turn of phrase. He came up with that in a book that he called The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. And what the university is doing as an organizational entity, urgently this week it seems, is what we do all the time. We manage the impressions others have of us by the way we speak, the way we dress, how we interact, the jokes we tell or don't tell. Let it not be misunderstood. I am in full costume, playing a character today. Goffman argued that that's what we all do to differing degrees. We put on our Sunday best. We make casual Friday, and so on. We manage the impressions others have of us. We play a character on front stage. And yet all of us also know that that's not the whole story. There's a backstage realm where part of our lives always live and where part of our lives are disclosed to only a few, if any, that we sort of keep in the background. Impression management. Which suggests that as troublesome as the news has been out of Penn State, there's an air of familiarity to it, impression management, that gives us the opportunity, it seems, to understand in part what Paul might have been talking about when he said there's a treasure in this earthen vessel. We turn the vessel of ourselves that doesn't have the crack in it forward. And out of an understanding that that's what we do comes a sense of empathy. We're all in this together. Empathy is the treasure in the vessel. What does it produce? It produces, first of all, I think, a sense of kinship. I think this week of a confessional prayer, a ritual confessional prayer that was a part of the worship experience when I was an adolescent in my home church. That church held the sacrament of the altar. We celebrated communion only 4 times a year. And so it was a big deal when we did. All of the other Sundays of the year included a confessional prayer, but it was sort of vanilla, not very specific, and we just went on. But on communion Sundays, when we were going to receive the very body and blood of Christ, that confessional prayer had some teeth in it, and I can remember it word for word. Most merciful God, we confess, and that we confess is important because it was a corporate act, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. That about covers it. Not only by outward transgressions, but also by secret thoughts and desires, which I cannot fully understand, but which are all known unto thee. As a young person, knowing that God knew secret thoughts and desires was frightening to me. Well, that puts into perspective this front stage, backstage idea, that in a corporate way, as a people of God, we publicly confessed that we've done things wrong, but that we also have a backstage. There's a kinship in that. And that kinship can create community. There's this amazing ad that's running on Lubbock TV now for Trinity Church that includes a very well-constructed parallel set of phrases that, to me, hit the nail on the head this week. The first character on the screen is a young woman who looks into the camera and says, in effect, to prospective fellow churchgoers, "If you knew the truth about me, you wouldn't accept me. You wouldn't want me." And then the screen cuts to an older guy who's clearly a member of the church in good standing and says, "If you knew the truth about me, you wouldn't worry." Exquisite, because we are, in fact, all in this together. There is very little that has been experienced by any group that hasn't had some form or content of it in this group. "You wouldn't want me?" No, you wouldn't worry, because we're all in this together. There's a kinship out of which comes community that very quickly becomes ministry. No one knows how to walk someone through the valley of the shadow than someone who has been there, been through that, and done that. It's the essence of and the great wisdom in 12-step programs. There's nothing that you could have done under the influence that I haven't already, so goes the AA kinship or any other self-help kinship. In effect, it's a movement forward from the catchphrase, "been there, done that." Yes, been there, done that, survived, and here's how. Empathy is the treasure in the vessel. Through kinship, through knowing how it is, through having learned the hard way, probably, to be helpful, and then exercising that for someone who needs a lift. In thinking back on that really frightening prayer to a 14-year-old, I think most now directly at the very last phrase, "not only by outward transgressions, but secret thoughts and desires which I cannot fully understand, but which are all known unto thee." The most heartfelt, frightening confession doesn't tell God something God doesn't already know. Kind of a relief in a way, isn't it? Because withholding information, trying to pretend it doesn't exist, will create such a distance between front and backstage, the extreme of which is mental illness or criminal behavior. But understanding that, for one thing, God already knows it, you might as well talk about it, that chasm between you now becomes a bridge with the very same thing, "which are all known unto thee, and thank God you haven't killed me yet, and it seems like you won't, even still." The treasure in the vessel is empathy. Through kinship, through the ability to understand and be helpful, and to know certainly and with finality that ministry happens because of who we are, in part because of who we've been, but more importantly, who we will be as we take others along. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that we do not lose heart. Amen.